You know, a lot of times we get comments on our Today's Homeowner Hotline and through emails and so forth about certain areas of your home. And one that we hear a lot about is questions about natural stone. Man, it is so popular these days with granite and marble and quartz and all kinds of things. But when you go out to the place to start looking at it, it can kind of be a bit overwhelming, you know, when it's like choosing paint or anything else when you realize there's so much out there. But we have Tony Nealon with us with Natural Stone, with Delta Stone, who's a natural stone and quartz expert, to kind of field a few of these questions. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know, we get a lot of things like, well, first of all, what I was mentioning there and trying to make a decision, you know, you can see the little squares, the 3-inch by 3-inch squares. You can, you know, try to decide on exactly what you want there, but there's nothing like walking around that yard. How do you kind of help people with those decisions?
Yeah, you're right, Danny. We used to be able to pick from those small squares, but with the information age on us, we've got lots of options, so it can get a little overwhelming. But you are correct. Seeing the slabs in their entirety is the best way to see these slabs. There's no way to capture all these wonderful creations with natural stones and in man-made quartz.
Yeah, it's really impressive though when you go out there. What are those standard size of those sheets? Is something like 5 by 10 or something?
Yeah, that's correct. That's about the average size.
Yeah. I went out, I was choosing something, Joe, for my boathouse, actually. And I know putting granite in a boathouse is a little weird, but I just had to have it. But I wanted something that was kind of cool. And Tony walked me right over to this really cool green and gold kind of a piece of stone. Right. And he said, look, this is down on the river. Look, you got a river running through this. And I'm looking. I go, yeah. He goes, I'll cut it out right here. I'll do this. And I go, okay. And man, it is just beautiful. Wait till you see it. And of course, we're going to be having a massive amount of fish on it that we'll be cleaning. So you'll get a good look at and everything.
But Tony, that's okay by me.
That's another thing about it is, you know, you're actually encourage homeowners to go out and look at the actual slab that their countertop or bathroom vanity will be cut out of, because one side of it's a little different than the other side a lot of times.
That's absolutely correct. And then there's patterns that don't have those. And depending on your space and what you're using it for, you may not need one with a large exotic pattern. But in your case, that's exactly right. We went with the one that went with the flow of the river, and we not only went with the leathered finish, which is going to give you that protection since it is outside and being used for fish, because in a polished or honed finish, it would be a lot more maintenance for you.
Yeah, Joe, have you seen that, the leathered finish, how they it actually has just a bit of a texture on it. It's kind of a cool look.
Tony, I see it every time I go down into my kitchen, because about 2 months ago, we had all new granite cut for our kitchen, and I was not familiar with leather. I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention. You know, I was familiar with the honed and the polish. In fact, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you. Is the leather finish, has it been around a while? Are people still going more toward the polish? The polished is nice because it's really a sleek kind of look, but I love the leather. You know, it's just a more of a matte finish, but it has a little bit of texture to it. But what are you seeing people choosing for the kitchen specifically?
Yeah, Joe, the leather has been around for a good while. It used to be called a brushed finish. We've moved it into kind of a leather because that's what it kind of appears like. The polished is a wonderful finish, but it all boils down to what material selections you're using, because some finishes are just not conducive with some applications. So The leathered finish really gives you an opportunity to avoid scratching. You can clean it with more abrasive cleaners that you would finish, you know, hurt the finish in other polished and honed.
Yeah. Do you, excuse me, Danny, Tony, do you grind, or whatever the right term would be, do you grind the leather finish into stones, or do you get them from wherever you get stones?
Most fabricators are going to purchase them from a larger supplier that's already applying that. It's done with small silicon brushes that are embedded with little diamond particulates, and that's what creates the ups and downs in it.
I'd love to see that. That's kind of cool.
Yes, it's really cool. We recently, earlier this year in February, we got a CNC machine that actually does this leathering process, and so we're able to do it at will now, and it's really a neat process.
Well, you should see it, Joe. Yeah. I mean, this big, big giant table that must be, you know, 15 by 10, and they bring these big slabs in there, and then it's all computer generated. He feeds all of his data into this thing, and then it's like a mind of its own moving all over and doing this, not only the cutting, the edging. And that's one of the things I was going to mention, Tony, is over the years, of course, you've been in business for over 15 years, and you've seen a lot of changes from the guys out there grinding away with the tools. Now the technology, and of course, you make significant investments in your equipment, that really has brought the whole cost of natural stone down a good bit, just because it's not quite as labor intensive anymore.
That's absolutely correct. Obviously, investing in your tools and getting more advanced equipment is going to help you guys achieve a better product. Mm-hmm. And we like to say none of us are getting younger, and so if we want to continue doing the business, it's heavy. So you have to have good transportation. You have to have good production machines. And you're right. These CNC machines, they don't replace us humans. They actually just, if you're good at it, they make you better.
I'll tell you what, it does make a big difference in the accuracy and all of that. And but still choosing that right granite, it is a challenge, because there's some beautiful, you go out there and you have in your mind, I know exactly what I want. You go out there and then you go, wait a minute. And wait a minute, and wait a minute. You see all kinds of things like that. So, hey, we're so glad Tony Nealon was with us from Delta Stone. And if you have any other questions about granite, marble, quartz, or anything else, feel free to jump on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420. Send us an email if you wish by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Joe, you now was part of your kitchen renovation then. You replaced the countertops there just recently then, huh?
Yeah, and the doors and drawer fronts. And the other thing I was going to say, the great thing about going to a yard like Tony's is, in my case, I replaced 3/4-inch drawers with 1-inch. So I needed the countertop to be cut a little wider. They said, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
great. Went to
great,
a manufacturer where they're already made, well, 24 inches or whatever the standard
It's hard to beat, and even though you have a seam here and there, you get the right guy installing it. They know where to position those seams to make them almost, impossible to see. And when you think about it being a completely maintenance-free product, not exactly. You have a little bit of maintenance to do. Drop by todayshomeowner.com, and we'll show you exactly the low maintenance that you need to take care of from time to time on your granite countertop.